Chapter 14. Dr. Nicholson. Frankie said to Sylvia the following morning,
"That man you mentioned last night, Alan Carstairs, I feel sure I've heard that name before."
"I expect you have. He's rather a celebrity. He's a Canadian, an explorer. Some friends of ours, the Rivingtons, brought him down one day for lunch. A very attractive man, big and suntanned, and with nice blue eyes. Last year, he went on a tour through Africa with that millionaire, John Savage, the one who thought he had cancer and killed himself in that sad way." Frankie was convinced that Alan Carstairs had been the victim at Marchbolt, but to show too much interest would be fatal. Inquiries must be discreet.
"I don't want to be poisoned," thought Frankie with a frown.
That evening, Dr. Nicholson and his wife were expected to dinner. Carstairs had been a Canadian. Dr. Nicholson was a Canadian. Madness to build anything upon that, of course. But wasn't it just too much of a coincidence? Dr. Nicholson was a big man, with a manner that suggested great power. His speech was slow, and he said very little that evening, but somehow he made every word sound important. He wore strong glasses, and behind them his pale blue eyes seemed very large. His wife was a slim and delicate creature of perhaps 27, pretty, indeed beautiful. She seemed, Frankie thought, nervous and chattered too quickly.
"You had an accident, I hear, Lady Frances," said Dr. Nicholson as he took his seat beside her at the dinner table.
Frankie explained what had happened. She wondered why she should feel so nervous doing so. There was no reason for him to suspect that she had staged the accident.
"That was too bad," he said as she finished. "But you seem to have made a very good recovery."
"We won't admit she's cured yet. We're keeping her with us," said Sylvia. The doctor's gaze went to Sylvia.
"I should keep her with you as long as possible," he said very seriously.
Frankie was sitting between her host and Dr. Nicholson. Henry Bassington French was very moody tonight. His hands shook. He ate almost nothing and took no part in the conversation. Mrs. Nicholson had a difficult time with him and turned to Roger with obvious relief. But Frankie noticed that her eyes went to her husband's face frequently. Dr. Nicholson turned to Frankie again.
"I had heard of your accident, you know. One thing about it bothered me."
"Yes?" said Frankie, her heart beating fast suddenly.
"The doctor who was passing, the one who brought you in here."
"Yes?"
"He must have had a strange character, to turn his car before going to the rescue."
"I don't understand."
"Of course not. You were unconscious. But young Reeves, the message boy who accompanied you here, came from Staveley on his bicycle, and no car passed him. Yet he came round the corner, found the crash, and the doctor's car pointing the same way he was going, towards London. You see the point? The doctor did not come from Staveley. So he must have come the other way down the hill. Therefore, he must have turned his car."
The pale blue eyes were staring at her through the thick glasses.
"You sound like a detective, Jasper," said Mrs. Nicholson, "and all about nothing at all."
"Little things interest me," said Nicholson.
He turned to his hostess, and Frankie took a breath of relief. It seemed to her that Dr. Nicholson was an evil man. She kept out of his way after dinner, staying close to the gentle, delicate Mrs. Nicholson. She noticed that all the time Mrs. Nicholson's eyes still watched her husband. Was it love, Frankie wondered, or fear? Nicholson devoted himself to Sylvia, and at 10:30, he must have made a secret sign to his wife, for they got up to leave at the same moment.
Well, said Roger, after they had gone, what do you think of our Dr. Nicholson? He has a very strong personality, hasn't he?
I'm like Sylvia, said Frankie. I don't like him very much. I like her better.
Good looking, but rather a little idiot, said Roger. She either adores him or is scared to death of him. I don't know which.
That's just what I wondered, agreed Frankie.
I don't like him, said Sylvia, but I must admit he's got a lot of power. I believe he's cured drug takers in the most marvelous way. People whose relations had become really desperate, they've gone there as a last hope and come out absolutely cured.
Yes, cried Henry Bassington French suddenly. And do you know what goes on there? Do you know the pain he suffers? A man gets used to a drug, but they take it away from him suddenly, and he goes mad because he doesn't have it and beats his head against the wall. That's what he does, your powerful doctor tortures people.
He was shaking violently. Suddenly, he turned and left the room. Sylvia looked shocked. What is the matter with Henry? She asked. Frankie and Roger dared not look at each other. Before she went to sleep that night, Frankie wrote to Bobby.